You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last we saw three opinions. I'd like to just review those three opinions in a moment. And then what we're going to talk about is the following very, very painful shaila. Let's say you have a girl whose father was a Gentile and whose mother was Jewish. That's the case that we're speaking of. And she is, we're going to see it. There are going to be three opinions whether she can marry a Kohen. Well, let's say this girl also, her father wasn't Jewish. She wasn't raised, you know, as a religious girl. She marries herself a Kohen. Now that this girl, who's the daughter of a Gentile, married a Kohen, which is itself subject to machlokas, now she becomes religious a little bit later in life. The couple together, this Kohen and this daughter of a Gentile, become religious a few years after their marriage. They build a beautiful family, 1, 2, 3 kids, a bunch of kids, and they start becoming more and more religious, and all of a sudden, they go to a shir from the rabbi, and he's teaching Shulchan Aruch Evan Ha'ezer Simen Dalid Se'if Hey, and they learn that it's not so simple that a daughter of a Gentile is allowed to marry a Kohen, but she's already married to him. So what does she do now? Does she have to get divorced? Do they have to get divorced? Because after all, we're going to see in a moment, there's going to be machlokas whether she's allowed to marry this Kohen in the first place. But now that she did marry the Kohen, are we going to say that since there are some opinions that say you can't marry the Kohen, you have to get divorced? Or are we going to say the opposite, say that there are some opinions that say that you are allowed to marry a Kohen, they could stay together? This is a very, very painful shaila. And it's unfortunately not so common, but it can definitely happen. So let's now take that step backwards to see what is the halacha l'chatchila when you have a father who's a Gentile and mother who's Jewish. So of course the daughter's Jewish, but is that Jewish daughter whose father's a Gentile, is she able to, marry a Kohen? So if you look on the screen, you'll see three shitas. You'll see a Rush, a Rambam, and a Riff. Let's look at each one. I'm just going to highlight the one point from each of them because this is really what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. The Rush says that, coming off of Gemara, that there was a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer was that you look on the screen, there's a Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos tells us the Kal V'Chomer from Almana. An Almana to a Kohen Gadol. Now, we know that an Almana, the parents, if the mother's an Almana and the father's a Kohen Gadol, that's a very specific Isser. It's Asser only to a Kohen Gadol. And yet that child will be considered Asser L'Kahuna. Right, the daughter of this forbidden union is a halala, may not marry a Kohen. So this case, where you have a Gentile and a Jewish woman, is that specific to any unique Jew? Every Jew is permitted, every Jewish girl is prohibited to marry a Gentile man. So if an almana to a Kohen Gadol creates a child who's a pagum to Kohen, who's not allowed to marry a Kohen, certainly Zusha Surah Isur Shava Bakol, when you have a Jewish girl who marries a Gentile, who lives with a Gentile, certainly that child should be considered pagum and prohibited to marry a Kohen. So that was the Kal V'Chomer that we learned about 2 weeks ago. Basically, the Kal V'Chomer is saying that if an Almana L'Kohen Gadol, who's only, this Almana is just Usher for one, this one very limited Isser that creates a child who's forbidden for a Kohen, certainly if you have a union that's prohibited for all of Klal Yisrael, a Gentile man with a Jewish girl, certainly the child will be off limits from a kahuna. Based on that, the Rush says that this child cannot marry a Kohen. Stamad the Gemara, there's a Gemara that says that, as I just showed you, Kuhu Amaroi de Machshru Modu de Havlad Pagum le Kohuna. Even though this girl, right, the girl whose father is a Gentile, mother's Jewish, this girl who we're talking about, this child, she's Jewish, right? Her mother's Jewish, and she's allowed to marry a regular Jewish guy. We have such a case in our own shul. I can't say who, but we have such a case in our own shul. But at least she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Based on that Kal V'Chomer. That's the opinion of the Rush. The Rush is Machmir. The Rush says this girl who's the product of a union of a Gentile and a Jewish mother cannot marry a kahuna. The Rosh is machmir. Comes the Rambam and says, very, very simply and clearly, if a Gentile lives with a Jewish woman and has a child, havlad kosher. What does havlad kosher means? It just means kosher for everybody. You could marry Yisraelim, Levim, and presumably Kohanim. He doesn't say you're allowed to marry a Jewish guy, but not a regular Jewish guy, but not a Kohen. The Rambam just says it's mutter. So the Rambam is on the other side of the Kohen. The Rosh says this Jewish girl whose father's a Gentile can't marry a Kohen. The Rambam says she can marry a Kohen. What's left? How can we have a third opinion? If one says Asr, one says Mutter, how can we have a third opinion? How can I tell you that there are three opinions? Okay, no, it's not going to be that. The third opinion is going to say, I don't know what the halacha should be. That's the Rif. Believe it or not, the Rif is going to say, he's going to quote the sources that say, he's going to quote the Rosh, who's Machmir, he's going to quote the Raman, who's Mekel, and he's going to conclude, I don't know. Look on the screen. V'anan misapkalon ihava pagamalo. I don't know, says the Rif. It's a safek, it's a machlokas, rishonim. It's a stir in Gemaras, which we're not going to go into now. It's a machlokas, Rosh and Rambam. And the Rif says, I don't know what to do. Okay, so what do we do when we have a machlokas rishonim, whether you have this Jewish girl, nice Jewish girl, who's totally innocent, it just happens to be her father's a Gentile. So she's, of course, going to be able to marry any Jew she wants, except the question will be, what about a Kohen? Three opinions. Yes, no, maybe. What is she going to do? So we open up the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, look on the screen, please, two words. Im boa bas yisof, a guy marries, lives with a Jewish girl, whether she's, however it is, and they have a child, havlad kosher, the child is, of course, Jewish, but upagam lekahuna. At first glance, it sounds like the Rosh is paskening like one of these three opinions. One opinion said the child is allowed to marry a Kohen. One opinion says the child is not allowed to marry a Kohen. And the Rif said, I don't know what to do. So if the Shulchan Aruch is passing with Pagam Lakuna, she cannot marry a Kohen, this child cannot marry a Kohen, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like one of those three opinions, like the Rosh. The Rosh, who is Machmir, and says that a child cannot marry, this child, his father is a guy, cannot marry a Kohen. And that's exactly what I told my student 8 years ago in the summer, on our summer program, 10 years ago, 11 years ago. She asked me, you know, Rabbi Orlean, my father is a Gentile, my mother is Jewish, and I've had a number of students in that situation. Who am I allowed to marry? I told her what the Shulchan Aruch says. It says, don't worry. You can marry any boy you want, except one guy. You know, just a Kohen, he's the only guy you can't marry. Now, I'll tell you a funny story. It was a little bit funny. I wanted to make her feel good, because she felt very self-conscious. Here she is. You know, she felt her identity was all up, she had upheaval about her identity. You know, what her status is, because, you know, her father's a Gentile, but she's Jewish, and she's becoming Balas Tshuva. And it happened to be, it was on a co-ed summer program with guys and girls, and there was one Kohen on the program. He was a big nerd. A really, really big nerd. He was the kind of guy that no girl would ever want to go out with. So I said, you can marry any guy on this program. Every guy on this program, all the cool guys, no, don't worry about it. You can marry every one of them. Except that one nerd. You know, he's a Cohen, you can't marry him. But other than that, you can marry any boy on this program. That was my way of, trying to alleviate the pain that she was feeling of being off limits on some level. So I just said, yeah, you can marry any of the guys. Just not that nerdy guy. He's a Cohen. So hopefully, that's what I'm saying. Baruch Hashem, he was a nerd, and we're able to package it in a way. You know, if he would have been the coolest guy in the program, the best looking coolest guy in the program, it would have been very hard to say, you just can't marry him. That would be, okay, Baruch Hashem, she's married and has a beautiful Jewish family. Fine. Now, this word, Pagam Lekahuna, okay, I'm going to skip the blue. Until now was really a review of what we did 2 weeks ago. Skip the blue. I have a very simple question. A very good question. The Shulchan Aruch that you see in front of you said, was Machmir in the Shiloh. Again, Gentile father, Jewish mother, there are three opinions. One says she can marry anybody, even a Kohen. Well, the Rosh says she can't marry a Kohen. And the Rish says, I don't know. So the Shulchan Aruch was machmir, like the Rosh, that she cannot marry a Kohen. Now, gentlemen, you are familiar with the Shulchan Aruch. You are also familiar with how the Shulchan Aruch paskins shailas. What is the general rule by which the Shulchan Aruch paskins his shailas? Typically, he paskins based on the big three, based on the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rambam. Those are the big three Rishonim, Poskim, HaRishonim, upon which the Shulchan Aruch decides. And how does he make his decisions? Based on, typically, he usually follows two out of the three. He's going to follow two out of the three, whether it's the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, the Rambam and the Rif, whatever two out of the three say, that's usually how the Shulchan Aruch is going to go. But let's do some thinking here, Rabosai. You can look at my hands. The Rosh says it's Aser, that this girl can't marry a Kohen, cannot marry a Kohen. The Rambam says it's Mutter, she can marry a Kohen. According to the Rif, right? So now we have to break it, we need a tiebreaker. It's one and one. It's the Rosh against the Rambam, Rosh against the Rambam, Rosh against the Rambam. Now we need the tiebreaker. What's going to be the second of the three? What is the one middle position? The Rif. The Rif says it's a suffolk if this girl could marry a Kohen. So my friends, if you would ask, go to Rabbi Rif and say, I'm the daughter of a Gentile man. My mother's Jewish, my father's a guy. I'm Jewish, just like my mother is, but my father's a guy. Can I marry Mr. Cohn? And you go knock on the Rif's door. What will the Rif tell you? He'll say, I don't know. That's what he told us, right? But Rabbi, you're the Rabbi. Rif, you're the Gadol Hador, you're the Posek Hador. Well, what should I do? Well, what do you think the Rif will say if I don't know? Beir says, I would probably say it's the right, says stuff. Well, why? If you hold that she's also, why is she also? She's also because of a Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer that we learned a few minutes ago that said that if the father and mother, it's a Manal Kohen Gadol, which is just an Issa Daraisa for one person, the child is also for Kohanim. Certainly, if the father is a Gentile and the mother is Jewish, which is also for all Jews, certainly the child should be also for Kohanim. A Kal Vachomer is a Din Daraisa, isn't it? So that means the potential question that we have here is presumably an Issa Daraisa. So it means if the Rif says, I don't know what the halacha is, and we're dealing with an Issa Daraisa, so what should come out from here? What do you say when you don't know the halacha by machlokes midaraisa? Usually, safek daraisa l'chumra. So now look at my hands again. I have the Rosh is machmir, the Rama is mekel, the Rif is in the middle. What does he say? I don't know. What does that mean practically? Don't do it. So that means, two out of the three say what? That means two out of the three are saying, don't do it. Oh, let me say that again. The Rosh says she can't get married. This child of a Gentile can't get married to a Kohen. The Rambam says she can get married to a Kohen. It's one against one, one against one. How am I going to shift the balance? I need that middle third opinion. Comes the Rif, he says, I don't know. What do we do when I don't know? Well, if it's an Issa Daraisa that I don't know, he's going to be tilting. This I don't know middle position is going to be tilting to say, don't do it, it's a safek daraisa l'chumra. So it ends up being that out of the three opinions, what do we have? We have the Rosh says it's aser, the Rif says I don't know, and therefore be machmir, the Rambam says it's okay. So what do you have? You have two on one hand, one on the other hand. Both the Rosh is machmir, and the Rif who didn't know would also have to be machmir. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says pagam l'kuhuna. Beautiful. Who says this? The Birki Yosef says this. Let's see this Birki Yosef inside. Afal gav, dilaharif misapkale yipagm lekuhuna, ulharamu kash lekuhuna. Look, he's going to present it, not exactly how I'm going to present it. I gave you the answer. He's going to ask it a little bit of it as a question. He's going to say that in general, when you have a Rif and a Rambam, usually we follow the Rif and the Rambam, two of the three. That's what the Shulchan Aruch usually follows. Afagav de la Harif, misapkale yipagam lekuhuna, right? The Rif is not sure. Could this girl, we'll call her, what are we going to call this girl, just so we know who we're talking about? This girl whose father's a guy, let's give a nice name that could be Jewish and not Jewish. What name are we going to call her? Rachel. Okay, this girl's named Rachel, her mother's Jewish, her father's a Gentile, they both agreed on the name Rachel, it's a nice, you know, For us, it's Rachel Imena. For him, it's a nice Jewish name, a nice Gentile name. Also, Rachel's a beautiful name. So this girl, Rachel, as far as a guy, the Rif is uncertain whether she can marry a Kohen. Ula HaRambam kashu l'kahuna. According to the Rambam, she could marry a Kohen. According to Ulafum, Mai Dechayelon, that which we have a rule, Maran, our Shabal Mechab, the Maran HaMechabe, right? The Shulchan Aruch. Diksha Rif v'HaRambam kedas achas. When the Rif and the Rambam are on one side of the coin, we pass like them. Im Kain, if that's the case, Hachal Efachos Havle Lameimer do Safik L'Kahuna. Ooh. Kisvaras Harif. So why is the Shulchan Aruch saying, look over here, what I underline, this is the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Pagum L'Kahuna. Sounds like it's definitely Pagum, that this girl Rachel is definitely not let marry Cohen. It should be the Shulchan Aruch should say, it's a suffix whether or not she can marry a Kohen. Right? Let it say that it's a suffix. Why was he Machmer? Says the Birkei Yosef the following. After Lomar, the Mistabili Das Harash. He's saying a little bit differently than I'm saying it, actually. He's saying a little bit differently. I would say that you have two out of the three based on the middle position, the Rif's position, the Rif's opinion is going to be a Safik Daraisa, we're going to be Machmir. So you have the Rush's Machmir and the Rif's Safik is being Machmir. So it's two out of three is being Machmir. He's saying a little bit differently. He's saying maybe really the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rush, who says that it's Vadei Aser. And the Rambam didn't definitely say, the Rambam didn't explicitly say she's allowed to marry a Kohen. The Rambam was the lenient position. The Rambam said, look, I'm going to show you the Rambam again. The Rambam said that a Gentile man who lives with a Jewish girl, the Vlad is kosher. You and I understood that to mean kosher meaning kosher entirely. She could even marry a Kohen. Did the Rambam say explicitly that she's allowed to marry a Kohen? The Rambam said she's a kosher. Maybe kosher just means that she's a Jewish girl because her mother's Jewish. So is the Rambam really explicit? Meaning we have a Rush who's explicit that it's usher, that this woman is usher to marry a Kohen. That this girl Rachel, this daughter Rachel, is usher to marry a Kohen. The Rambam says she's kosher. Maybe he just means she's kosher, she's a Jewish girl. Maybe he doesn't explicit. The Vlad is kosher, but maybe kosher means that she's Jewish. Kosher might not mean that she's kosher to marry a Kohen. Maybe it does. But he doesn't say that. But he doesn't explicitly say that this girl is allowed to marry. He just says Vlad is kosher. Maybe it means Vlad kosher, meaning a Jewish girl. She's a kosher Jewish girl. So the Rambam is not really explicit when he gives the heter. That's what he says. Ma gam shar Rambam lukas beferish de kosher. Even the vagam de maran savar de chen das Rambam de kosher. You know, Shulchan Aruch said kosher meaning even for a kohen, but it's not explicit. So therefore, my svara was this. Okay, the svara that I was telling you, I think, is the second svara of the. 1 second. Okay, so let me come back to this second svara of the Birkei Yosef in a moment. Let's now move to the main topic of today's shiur, which is a very difficult and painful question. Let's talk about this girl, Rachel. This girl, Rachel, let's say she grew up in she had a Hanukkah care, she had a Hanukkah menorah and a tree in her house, like so many, unfortunately, so many of our brothers and sisters. Grows up with a Hanukkah tree, grows up with a kretzmach, a candelabra, all famished. All mixed together. She gets older, and she marries. She goes to Brandeis. She goes to Binghamton. She goes to University of Illinois. She marries a nice guy named Josh Cohn, Josh Katz. Okay, and they meet somewhere. They meet on the law school campus, and she's a good. You know, she has this mixed upbringing, and he's Josh Cohn, Josh Katz. He's a Cohen, of course. And then they move to some out-of-town community, and they hook up with a Chabad over there, and they start becoming more and more and more religious, and then all of a sudden, they find out the terrible news. They find out that the Shulchan Aruch paskind that she, this girl Rachel, is not allowed to marry a boy named Cohen or Katz. But they're already married. Now, what do? Look on my screen, please. If a non-religious Kohen marries a Jewish woman whose father isn't Jewish, that girl Rachel, and the couple is in Chozer B'tshuva, will we force them to divorce? And we could appreciate what the Shaila is. The Shulchan Aruch says they can't get married. So I would say you can't get married. Okay, you have to get divorced. But on the other hand, we are intelligent about the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach. We realize that the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach was not unanimous. The Rambam says, Kasha, you could get married. The Rif said, I don't know what you should do. Could you get married or not? And here, this is a B'dievet situation, but it's, you know, on the same time, it's B'dievet situation, but it's, you know, every, according to the Rush, every Bia that they have going forward is an Issa Daraisa of a daughter who, there's a Kavachoma that says that this girl can't be with the Kohen. It's going to be Aser for her to be with her husband every time, according to us, an Issa Daraisa. So now that they become religious, and she realizes that she's married, this girl who grew up in this mixed up home with a father who's a guy, mother who's a Jew, and now she's married to a Kohen, they want to do Jew. They're you know, now they're religious. They want to, are they allowed to stay together? So that's going to be the topic of the next few minutes of this discussion. So what are we going to do b'diavad? So comes the Beis Shmuel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, he reviews what we know. The first point, the first line that I highlighted on the screen is the three shitas. The Rif is mistupik, b'zeh imhem pegum lakuna. The Rif is unsure whether she can marry the Kohen in the first place. The Rambam says she could marry. El Harash says that they're pegum lakuna mikav v'chomer. So three opinions. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir. So what should we do b'di'eved? Says the Beis Shmuel ulpsak halacha nira l'chora. B'di'eved? Dun-dun-dun. I need a drum roll, please. Ein motziim im nises l'kohen. B'di'eved will let her stay married. Why? I thought the Rush says that she's doing an Issa d'Oraisa every time she's going to be with her husband. Well, he does hold that way. But guess what? But the Rambam says that it's totally mutter for her to be married.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The next generation should be totally fine, I think. The next generation... That's a very good question. You say, what about the next generation? Again, I have a Jewish girl, Rachel, whose father's a guy, marries Josh Cohen. The Shulchan Aruch says she shouldn't, but the Rambam says she could. Now, the product of that, according to the Rush... No, we don't have a kavachomer anymore. We don't have any instrument to make that child usher to kahuna. The reason why Rachel was not allowed to marry a Kohen, why this girl whose father's a guy is not allowed to marry a Kohen, is because there was a kavachomer. The kavachomer was, if Amana to Kohen Gadol, who's usher, that is, there's only for one man in the world, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana. If his child is usher to marry a Kohen, Kalvachomer, when a case of a Jewish girl with a Jewish guy, which is also for all of Klal Yisrael, certainly the child should be a asur l'kahuna. However, a paga, meaning asur to kahuna, asur to marry a kohen. But when we speak about the next generation, meaning Rachel did marry Josh Cohen, she shouldn't have. The Shulchan Aruch says she shouldn't have. But now Rachel did. The isur of Rachel marrying Josh Cohen is only also according to the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir, of course, that she shouldn't have done it. But where could you learn that their child should be asur l'kahuna? You don't have any source to say that their child should be asur l'kahuna. There's no kavachomer. The kavachomer only applies to a case where it's an isur to everybody. But this isur of Rachel marrying Josh Cohen is only an isur on a kohen. It's only an isur on a Rachel who's the daughter of a guy. So it's not a universal Esther, so we can't apply a Kavachomer. So therefore, we have no source to say that the child of this union is Asur to marry a Kohen. The Shulchan Aruch said that the Vlad, meaning Rachel, the daughter of the guy, is Pagum. Let me show that to you. The Shulchan Aruch said, if a Gentile man comes on a Jewish girl, the child is Jewish, fully Jewish, because her mother's Jewish, but that girl cannot marry a Kohen. But if she did, that's what we're talking about. But if she did, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't address. If she did, I think that child, if she did marry a Kohen wrongly against the Shulchan Aruch, if this girl, Rachel, his father's a guy, marries Josh Cohen, their child, I think, will be kosher to marry anybody in the world. There's no kal vachomer to aser her. That's what I think. Okay. So let's just look back at this last line, this last line of Beis Shmuel. So what is he going to say? You have this poor girl married to this Kohen. She shouldn't have gotten married to him, but they did. They have a beautiful family. They have three really cute little kids. Do they have to get divorced? So says the Beis Shmuel, since there's a Shitas HaRambam who says that they are allowed to get married in the first place, they could stay married. V'chein, look at this. Very interesting last few words. V'chein leharif, forget the Ramban. V'chein leharif ein motzien. Who's the Rif? The Rif was one of the three opinions who said, Aser? No. Mutter? No. Rather, what are the Rif paskin? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. So wait a second. When you don't know if you're allowed to do an Issa d'oraisa, and you don't know if you're allowed to... The Rif says, I don't know if you're this girl and guy are allowed to be married together. Rachel with this guy, Josh Cohen. The Rif says, I don't know if they could be married to one another. What would you say? And they did. Would you say motzien or ein motzien? On one hand, you could argue, well, if you don't know if you're doing an Issa d'oraisa, that's... Well, don't do it. Don't stay married. It's a questionable Issa d'oraisa. The Beis Shmuel's not saying that. Beis Shmuel's saying, since we don't know if it's an Issa d'oraisa, we don't have to tell them to leave each other. That's an incredible thing. That's an incredible thing. You see, the Birke Yosef is saying the other side of the coin. If you remember, we said a minute ago that I told you about, I don't know, 2-3 minutes ago, hold on. The Birke Yosef said, one second, that if you're not sure what to do, the Rif who's unsure, what do you do say by an Issa d'oraisa that you're a suffix about? That's what I spoke at a few minutes ago. The Rif holds that whether this girl, the father, daughter of a Gentile, we'll call her Rachel, could marry Josh Cohen, that's a suffix of an Issa, the Rif is Mesupik, could she marry or not? But it's a suffix on an Issa d'oraisa. If it's a suffix on an Issa d'oraisa, what would you hold? Look at what the Birke Yosef says. Look at what I have on the board, on the screen. The Kehun Delor HaRif, the Harush, well, the Rush we know says you're not allowed to do it. It's also d'oraisa. So of course the Rush will say she has to leave her husband. But the Birke Yosef said the Rif also would hold she has to leave her husband. Why? Because the Rif says, I don't know. What are you doing if it's an I don't know by an Issa d'oraisa? You leave. I don't know by an Issa d'oraisa, you leave. So we have the Birke Yosef that I have highlighted on the board, is understanding the Rif's uncertainty to say, get out of here. Book. Take the next flight away from this guy. And yet that same opinion, that Rif, the Beis Shmuel says, the Rif says, I don't know, and therefore, since it's only an I don't know, why should you leave her husband? You don't know. We don't know if it's us, sir. Do you see what's so incredible here? Of course, the Rishon, the Rush, who says that they're not allowed to be married, he'll hold, you have to leave your husband. The Rambam says, you're allowed to stay married. Okay, fine. What is the middle opinion? The Rif says, who says, I don't know if you're allowed to get married in the first place. We have a machlokas, what the Rif himself, this I don't know, is gonna demand of us. If the halacha is, we don't know if you could be married, what do you do? That itself is a machlokas. If we don't know if you could be married, the Rif, who says, I don't know if you could get married, the Beis Shmuel here on the screen is telling us, well, the Rif doesn't know if they could get married, so why should she leave her husband if the Rif doesn't know if it's us or... The Birke Yosef that we saw just a few minutes ago said, well, if you don't know if you're allowed to be married, and it's an Issa d'oraisa, so get out of there. So we have a fascinating machlokes achronim, how to understand what to do in a case of a suffolk Issa d'oraisa that's already married. What do you do in such a case? A fascinating question. Excellent question, Dr. Hollander, and thank you for sponsoring this shiur in memory of your father. Yes, thank you, and the learning should be the nishmas of your father, as we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the shiur. That's going to be the next point. What do we do do we have any precedent? There are a lot of suffek d'oraisas of who you could marry that, let's say they get married. What are we going to do? I'll give you a very good example. Let's say you have a case of a suffek grusha. Without getting into the details how you have a case of a suffek grusha. You have a suffek grusha, suffek chalutza, suffek zona, and she marries, well, we know that a zona is not allowed to marry a kohen, a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen, a chalutza is not allowed to marry a kohen. What if you have a suffek grusha, and she's married to the kohen already, and they have a beautiful, they have three beautiful, delicious kids with all curly blonde hair and blue eyes, right? So do they have to get divorced? Well, we have lots of cases. A suffek issa d'oraisa, do they have to get divorced? What do we do in general when we have a suffek issa d'oraisa? Shouldn't that illuminate what to do, how to learn our riff, when the riff and our shiloh, when we don't know if they have to, they were allowed to get married in the first place? It was a question, it's a suffek, but they did. So let's see from other cases. I'm sure we have precedent with other cases of a suffek issa d'oraisa who did end up getting married. That's the point that the Mishnah Mouth, Mamash, the next point Dr. Haldo is mechavin to. So first of all, he points out that the question at hand of the daughter of a Gentile, again, Rachel, the daughter of a Gentile, marrying a Jew, marrying a Kohen, is, he just sets it up, is definitely an issa d'oraisa, a question of a d'oraisa. Why is it a question of a d'oraisa? It's a shaila of a d'var Torah. Why is it a d'var Torah, an issa d'oraisa, a potential issa d'oraisa? Because we learned out from a Kal v'chomer. What was the Kal v'chomer? The Kal v'chomer, again, was what we said before, that if an amana le Kohen Gadol, which is only also for one man or one woman, that is, that union is prohibited only for one man and one woman, the child can't marry a Kohen. Certainly, when you have a Gentile and a Jewish girl, who it's also for every Jewish person to be involved in such a union, certainly, Kal v'chomer, the child should be aser to a Kohen. That's a Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomers are a din d'oraisa. Says the Mishnah Malach, let's think. If it's a din d'oraisa and we're not sure what to do, v'kevan shenistapik harav halacha keman, and since we're unsure what to do in an issa d'oraisa, what do you do? Havalan lemeza lechumra. K'din safek grusha o safek zona. Wow. What's the din by a safek grusha or safek zona? What did the Rambam paskin? If a safek grusha marries a kohen, what do we tell her? Demotzi beget. You gotta divorce your wife. What do you mean? But maybe she's not a grusha. But maybe she is a grusha. And therefore we will tell them to get divorced. If that's the case, so this logic, according to this Mishnah Lamelech, when you have a question that's a d'oraisa, a marriage that's a questionable marriage, and the question in hand is, are they allowed to be married on a d'oraisa level, and it's a suffolk, we say you have to get divorced. So it sounds from the logic of this Mishnah Lamelech that if we don't know if this girl, this Jewish girl, again, Rachel, as far as a guy, can marry this boy Josh Cohen, if she did, and then 10 years later they become religious, we should tell them to get divorced. Just like any other suffek d'oraisa, which we are machmirin. You're raising a great question. Is a suffek d'oraisa the same as a machlokas haposkim on a shayla of a d'oraisa? Is a suffek in mitzias the same as a suffek in halacha? That's the lomdish way to say what you just asked. Well, you are mechavin to something that we'll see in a minute or two. But before that, I want to raise your eyes to something absolutely brilliant. An absolute brilliant point that we would never have thought about from left field that could save the day. Again, we have a mission. We feel so bad for this poor girl, right? Rachel did nothing wrong. She was born to a father who is Gentile, her mother's Jewish. She's an innocent bystander. She's a part of this prohibited union. She did nothing. She's not a bad girl. When she was irreligious, because she grew up in a home that had a Christmas tree, and a menorah, she married a Kohen, not knowing that it's a problem. 10 years later, she's nothing wrong. We want to save her, right? If you're a rabbi, you're a dayan, you want to save this girl and save this family, don't you? But how could you? It's an issa d'oraisa, suffolk of an issa d'oraisa. Could you save this family or not? Watch this incredible svara from left field that the Shailos HaTshuvos Maharivayel, Mari Ben Lev, Chelek Dalet Simon Yates says. And he raises the question that we're discussing right now. What should we do when you have a marriage that already has been consummated, a full marriage, of a case where it was a suffix where they were allowed to get married in the first place. Yesh la'ayin. Hecha de'iko pluksa de'rabvasa. In a situation where there's a machlokes haposkim, a pluksa of the rabbanim, shektsas haposkim omrim shiha asura, some poskim say that she's asur, uktsas omrim shi muteres labayla. What should we do in such a case? On one hand, we'll say this is a suffix d'orais, a suffix of harayas. Is it d'orais? Oh, maybe we should be machmir. Iyamrin on first bullet point. Das linam basa svaras hamachmirim. Kevin dihi dvar shel erva. It's an erva d'orais, a suffix on an erva d'orais. Get out of the marriage. Oh, Dilma, look at this incredible svara. Says the Marifal, maybe. If we don't really know, if we know that you have to get divorced, what can we do? Force you to get divorced. Is there any Jew, Rav, Posek, Dayan in the world who could definitively say that you have to get divorced in this case, that Rachel has to get divorced from Josh Cohn? No rabbi could say that you definitely have to. What could we say? That we could say, we're going to make you get divorced because maybe you have to get divorced. Wait a second. What happens when you force somebody to get divorced? What is that called when you force somebody to give a get? When you twist their arm? Well, you're allowed to sometimes twist a person's arm to give a get. When? When he's halachically obligated to give a get. But when somebody is not halachically obligated to give a get and we force him to give a get, what is that called? Beirish, what is it called when you force somebody who does not have to give a get and you make him give a get? That's a get meusa. Beirish is teaching this to the chevra on Shabbos mornings. Hilchas Maseches Gittin. And therefore, if you, again, we know there are certain times that the bezin will say you have to give a get, and they could makanoso atriyetsi nafsho, right? And that's the famous Rambam that deep down he really wants to give the get, but he just his yetzahara is holding him back. But that's only when he is obligated halakhically to give a get. But if we don't know if he's obligated to give a get, could we force him to be divorce her? If this girl and her husband, right, Rachel, whose father's a guy, goes with Josh Cohn to any basin in the world, could they say that, is there any basin who could stand up and say, you must divorce your wife? All they could say is, you should divorce your wife. You really should, because it's a potential suffix, is a daraisa. Get away from each other. Stay away from each other. But they can't force you. And if they would force you, it would be a get meusa because it's not necessarily halachically required. We don't know. It's a suffix. And therefore he says, maybe whenever there's a suffix of arayas, we're not going to say suffix arayas of the arayas to be machmir. Because why? Look at the second bullet point. O Dilma, came de kofino soligarish, since we're going to have to force them, you know, this beautiful family to break apart, Amrina does lean bus as far as hamakilin. Maybe we should, to the contrary, even though it's nisa doraisa, maybe we should follow the lenient opinions who say they could stay together. Why kihechi? So that delo leve get meusa. We don't want, if we are going to force them to break apart, that will be a get meusa. And the Gerit, what's the point in this? In telling a Beis Din saying you have to get divorced when the Beis Din doesn't really know that you have to get divorced? It's like somebody calls me up about a hashgach on a certain food, on a certain restaurant, on a certain wherever it is, and I say, I don't know if it's a good hashgacha. I can't tell you if it's a good hashgacha. I'm not saying that the food's treif, but I also am not saying the food's kosher. So, we can't tell them that they have to get divorced, but we can't say that they can stay together. If we're going to tell them they have to get divorced, and they're going to, feel pressured to divorce because their Beis Din said they have to get divorced, that's simply not really true. It's not halachically true. It might not be halachically true. It might end up being that the get won't be a good get, and then what's going to happen? If the get ends up being get meusa, he feels forced into that, he has no choice, and therefore he gives the get because he feels his arm was twisted by the Beis Din, and ends up being that halacha does not require it. It was a get meusa. Then what do we gain? What do we gain? We have this woman who's got a get meusa. She's really an eshes ish. She's going to now go be violated. Assume doraisa of kares of eshes ish of chiyuv misa. I'm sorry, chiyuv misa, and create a whole bunch of mamzerim. Better that she should stay married to this husband, who the Rambam says is mutter lechatchila, let him stay, and the kids will be fine. Let us stay here. Isn't that better? That's a fabulous svara of the Marivayel, countering what we might have initially thought of just applying the regular rule of Safik Darais L'Chumra, a tremendous tzad l'hakam. And this is spoken out more in depth by the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva, that's the collection on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the collection of many tshuva, later tshuva svarim that deal with the shailas discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, quotes that Marivayel. And he does it with introducing a Ramban on our discussion. The Ramban says also, like the Rif, that he was Mesupik. Haraban Hela Hadavar B'Safik. And therefore, what did the Ramban say? The Ramban says, like the Rif, I don't know what to do. That's all the Rif says. I don't know what to do. But the Ramban added, because of Dimnises Emotzino Samyado, if Rachel and Josh are married, we leave her, we let them stay together. Ooh, but look what he says. V'havlad safek chalal. Ooh, not like what I said before. I told you before that I thought the kid of this marriage, again, Rachel, whose father's a guy with Josh Cohn, I thought that kid would be okay. The Ramban says the kid is a safek chalal. I was wrong. Oops, I'm sorry. I used my logic. It was a faulty logic, okay? So either way, the Ramban says that Rachel and this guy, Josh Cohn, it's a suffix, but they don't have to get divorced. And the Milchemes Mishnah, the Milchemes Mishnah, Milchemes Mishnah says, wait a second, isn't this a Nisa Daraisa? Should be Nisa Daraisa, a suffix on a Nisa Daraisa, and therefore, why are you allowing this? So he wanted to say, based on the Truas Maharal, look what we have here. Based on the Truas Maharal, who had this Safek, what do you do by a Safek Erva? Delol have a Gem. We don't want it to not to be a Gem Usha. Maybe the Ramban has this Cheshbon in mind that he doesn't. Since it's a Safek, we don't definitively know that the husband should divorce her, and therefore, if we tell them they have to get divorced, it might end up being Gem Usha. That's when the Ramban says Lo Tate, so we're not going to force her to go. And now we're going to get up to a beautiful idea. I don't remember who asked this a few minutes ago, but that may be Dr. Hollander, I think. Dr. Hollander, were you the one who made this possible distinction maybe between a suffix in Mitzias, where we say get divorced, as opposed to a suffix in Halacha, maybe we could say, you don't have to get divorced. That's exactly the words that he says right now. The Pesach Shiva says, Didavka b'suffix grusha de Mitzias. When you have a suffix grusha, what's a famous case of a suffix grusha, right? I'm divorcing my wife, she is 100 feet away. I throw the get to her, and it lands exactly on the 50-yard line. 50-yard line, is it suffix karv law, suffix karv low? Is it a little closer to her, to me? So it's a suffix grusha. But that's a suffix of gerushin in the mitzias. If there's no machlokas, we just don't know clearly whether she is or isn't divorced. Davka, maybe that's where if a suffix grusha, this girl, again, I threw her the get, lands on the 50-yard line, she takes her get, whatever, it's all get at the 50-yard line, now she goes marries a Kohen. Is she a grusha or not a grusha? That's a big question. I don't know. Suffix. We don't know. So the Rambam said that, you have to get divorced if she marries a Kohen. Suffix grusha marries a Kohen, you have to get divorced. Says the Pesach Yeshua, maybe that's only by a grusha, a suffix in Mitzias. The dafka is suffix grusha de Mitzias. Could go suffix karav lo, or suffix karav lo. The chayotzi then motzino so bar korcho. Why? Because then you'll say it's a suffix doraisa. And if it's a suffix doraisa, what does every bezin have to stand up and do? Follow the rule of suffix doraisa l'chumra. And therefore the Torah requires her to divorce. If she, the suffix grusha, would marry a Kohen, the Torah demands that the suffix the rice l'chumra, you have to marry, you have to get divorced. If he would die afterwards, the first husband would die, now she's just a suffix grusha, I don't want to get into that. But then he dies. So it's just a suffix grusha left, I didn't want to get into that because that just made the case more complicated, so just ignore that nakuda. Aval hacha, but here in our case, again, our case, we have this sweet girl, Rachel, his father's a guy who grew up with the menorah and the Christmas tree in the same house, who got married to Josh Cohn. It's a suffix whether she was allowed to marry. What was the suffix? The suffix is the Rush right or is the Rambam right? That's the suffix. The suffix is not something we don't know what exactly happened. The suffix is, how do you paskin in this shaila of a bas guy to a coin? Is she allowed to get married or not? Aval hacha de misapkalan. It is a suffix to us, halacha command. Maybe if the suffix in the halacha, not in the mitzvahs, but a suffix in halacha, ein motzino sabal koch. We can't force her out. Why? Because if the real one who's right is the Mekilim, if the Rambam Shita who says she's allowed to go ahead and get married is the real one, if Hashem says, I hold like the Rambam, that she's allowed to marry Josh Cohn. You and I don't know, but Hashem does. If that Rambam is right, then if we would be telling her to get divorced, why are they getting divorced? They have a beautiful family. They have three gorgeous kids with curly blonde hair and blue eyes. Why are they getting divorced? Because the rabbi said you have to. That's a get Musa. That would be a get Musa. And now look at this incredible diuk. Look at this incredible diuk that the Pesach Tshuva suggests. The Ramban, who dealt with this question, says, if they get married, look at the words of the Ramban. Ramban Hele Hadar B'Safik. The Ramban says, if, again, Rachel, our daughter of a Gentile, Rachel, marries Josh Cohn, beautiful family, look at the words on the screen. Ramban Hele Hadar B'Safik. It's a good question. I don't know if they have to get divorced. I don't know if they were allowed to get married in the first place. But if they got married, Inises Ein Motzien Osa Miyado. What do those two words mean? Ein Motzien. We don't push her out. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, or whoever he's quoting, I'm not sure here, the Shara Mishpat, I'm not sure, the Shara Mishpat says this diak. Vizeo shedikte karav, this is what the Ramban wrote, ein motzien osamiyot. We're not going to forcefully make him divorce this wife. We're not going to forcefully make Josh Cohn divorce this girl, Rachel. Why? Because the concern for Get Me'usa is only that you can't make them divorce. The Ramban didn't say lo yotzi, that Josh Cohn shouldn't divorce. Maybe Josh Cohn should divorce her. But we would never force it. La'ashmina d'davka bal karcho hu de'ein motzin miyado. Because of the whole concern for this suffix marriage, that maybe we should break it up or maybe we should not, that maybe we should, on one hand you say suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, break up the marriage, they shouldn't live with a suffix yisa d'oraisa. On the other hand, we're worried about Get Me'usa. Well, Get Me'usa is only if we force them to get divorced. If we say, we are rabbis, we are a Beis Din, we have evaluated your Shaila, and we don't know if you should get divorced. We therefore will not force you to get divorced. We could advise you, if you are interested on your own volition, it probably makes more sense from a religious perspective to divorce one another. We would, you know, we think it would be wise, we would advise you to divorce your wife, but we can't tell you that you need to. That would fit. Maybe, because there's no concern for Get Me'usa. Then you could use the logic of, it's a Safik Daraisa. You don't want to be in that case of Safik Daraisa. So what we have here is this Ramban, but keep in mind, the simple reading of the Ramban says, Ein Motzien. We're making this diuk that, you know, that it means we're not going to force you, but maybe they should really get divorced. The simple reading is they don't have to get divorced. So I don't know, if I had this Shaila, I'd be very scared to get this Shaila. I'd be very scared to be on a base that had to paskin this Shaila of breaking up a family on a question that on a halacha that we don't really know, you know, how to paskin. But you already saw, there's a machlokas haposkin, if matzir or not matzir. Okay. I want to make one more point. Here you have a Marashal. Look at this one liner from the Marashal. Shas Jews Marashal. Bas Goy Ve'eved Min Yisraelis. If you have, again, this girl Rachel marries a Kohen, she's only Pagam L'chatchila. It's only if she, you know, she shouldn't marry Josh Cohn. Aval Nisayis, but if she did get married, Lo Tetz, we're not going to make her come out. Fine, okay. Why? And he's going to say something different. The Rebbe Kveger says, what's the whole tzad that maybe they should get divorced? Because you have three opinions. One's machmir, one's mekel, and then this middle one is a suffik. And we said, what's the nature of the suffik in our hand? What's the nature of the suffik we're dealing with? It was suffik d'oraisa. That's what we've been assuming the whole time. Comes Rav Kveger and says, no. You're missing the boat. I'm not sure. I don't have the whole Rav Kveger in front of me, but Rav Kveger, Mahadura Kama, Simon Sadi Aleph, says, this shaila is not a shaila of an issa d'oraisa, which is what we were assuming until now. We were assuming, oh, this is based on a Kav HaChomer. Kav HaChomer is a d'oraisa, right? Says Rav Kveger, no. Again, I don't have the lumdus. Why? He says that this question of Rachel, whose father's a guy, marrying a Kohen, is only an Isser, potential Isser Darabanan. I don't have the Cheshbon, I don't know why, I don't have the Chuv in front of me. He suggests that it's only Darabanan. If it's a Darabanan, then what are we going to do in a Suffolk? What are we doing in a Suffolk, Yossi? Suffolk on a Darabanan, we're going to be Suffolk Darabanan, Lahakel. So of course, if you have this girl and this marriage that she maybe shouldn't have gotten into, but it's only if you hold it, it's only Darabanan, that's what Rabbi Kveger puts forth, then of course we don't have to tell him to leave. Suffik d'rabbanan, of course he could be Mekel. Yeah, the Rush is Machmir, but the Rambam is Mekel. And the riff in the middle is Suffik. If it's only Nisa d'rabbanan, we'll be Mekel. But that's an interesting Shita. Rabbi Kveger holds that it's Nisa d'rabbanan. Most postmen, as I have here on the screen, do hold that it's Nisa d'raisa. Fine. I want to just finish one last point. Should we finish one last point? Should we stop here? I'll finish one last point, and then we'll start the next piece next week, Be'ez Hashem. Let me ask you a more fundamental question. This girl, Rachel, whose father's a guy, mother's, Sprinza Friedman, mother's a Jewish, does she need to... We said that she shouldn't marry a Kohen, but is she Jewish? Well, of course she's Jewish. After all, her mother's Jewish. Her mother's Jewish. Of course she's Jewish. There is one opinion who says that she needs Geirus. I'll say that again. There is an opinion, which I'll show you right now, the opinion of the Nesivus, the Posek Hadar, right? The Ketzos and the Nesivus, who is the bigger Posek? The Nesivus. Rav Yaakov Milisa was the Posek Hadar, and he is of the opinion that this girl, Rachel, whose father's a guy, mother's Jewish, needs a Geirus. But it's a very complicated position, because her mother's Jewish, isn't she? He has a diuk somewhere. We're not going to go into the diuk. Mistimas says the Pischei Tshuva. Mistimas kol haposkim nirada vlad kashuv hu Yisrael gamma. This child, this Rachel, whose father's a guy. Okay, maybe she can't marry a Kohen, but she's perfectly a regular Jewish girl, Yisrael gamma. And we have a raya that this child, if it would be a boy, he would need a pidyon haben, right? Let's say the Gentile and this Jewish woman has a son. I have this shaila in my shir this year. 2 months ago I had this shaila. One of the boys in my shir, whose father's a Gentile, mother's a guy. I'm sorry, father's a Gentile, mother's Jewish. We were learning about Pidyon HaBen, and he said, Rabbi, what's this thing with Pidyon HaBen? I don't think I got a Pidyon HaBen. I said, my father's Jewish, do I need a Pidyon HaBen? I said, I think with Pidyon HaBen, we follow the mother, you're Jewish. That's this shaila. I had it in my own shir 2 months ago. He made his own Pidyon HaBen. He's 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. He made his own Pidyon HaBen. Why? His parents aren't religious. His father's Gentile. But his mother's Jewish. What? I hear what you're saying. It happens to be. You're talking about a very complicated shaila called, the famous Shach, the Sefer of the Shach, Tukfa Kohen. You're talking about Tukfa Kohen, Yossi, and yes, that is correct. That is a very complicated shaila. But here, it's not a shaila. Here, it is clear that this child does get a Pidyon HaBen, which is exactly what my student did. He made himself a Pidyon HaBen 2-3 months ago, and I wanted to go, but I think we were on Zoom, so I wasn't around. So that's the proof. The fact that this child... What? Yes, Kohen made a bracha. Yes, the Kohen made a bracha, I believe. It's not really a suffix. Chai v'pidyon. That's the proof that he's bringing right here. The proof that he's bringing right here. The proof that the kid is completely Jewish. Doesn't have to need a geirus. Is because the kid is chai v'pidyon, as we learn from Rebbe. However, a very unusual shita. And we're going to finish with this point. The das of the gom elisa. That's of Yaakov elisa. That's the nesivis. The haya tzorech geirus. And there's a lamedus why it should be. Not that he's not Jewish, but he needs a gerus even though he's Jewish. It's a weird kind of opinion. But anyway, as you see here, Vade, we conclude that that's an oddball opinion. Everybody in the world holds that the father's a Gentile, mother's Jewish, the kid is completely Jewish, doesn't need a gerus, it's chayv pidyon haben, doesn't need any gerus, and that is halacha lemaisa. So what are we coming out with, Rabosai? We're coming out with the fact that lichatchila, a Jewish girl whose father's a goy, should not marry a kohen. If she did, it's really complicated if she has to get divorced. There's tadim lekan and lekan. On one hand, it's a subject to rise lechumra. On the other hand, we don't want to force it because it could be a get meusa. On the other hand, maybe it's only a subject to rabbanus.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.